The world watched their love story unfold, and they just made it official, at least publicly anyway. The Bachelorette Michelle Young and her soulmate, I can't believe they just made me say that, are joining us on the line. Hello, you two.
I was hoping that soulmate would stick, and I see it has.
We're going to find out if that's trending yet, and I'll get back to you. But, you know, let's talk about, it really was a roller coaster for you on The Bachelorette, Michelle. You know, you went through every emotion right up until the last minute. And, I mean, there were times that it seemed like you questioned if this would even work out. So how would you sum up the journey in one word, Michelle?
Beautiful.
All right. There you go. So when
beautiful, definitely.
Oh yeah, when did you make your decision? We always see that whole contemplation of, you know, is this the right choice? Should it be one? Should it be neither of them? Take me into your headspace. Is it like flipping a switch? You just wake up and go, this is what I have to do. This is who it is. What was your thought process?
You know, it's kind of, you enter with this mindset and also like this optimism of how everything is going to go. And then it also can end up completely different. And the biggest thing that I wanted to do is I wanted to make sure that I was open to all relationships that were stepping forward, that, you know, that stepped out of that limo that first night. And to do that, you really do have to kind of check yourself and make sure that you are in tune with yourself and how you're feeling, but to never count anybody out. And so for me, my thing was just really making sure that I stayed vulnerable with every, you know, single contestant that was there. And then also as it winded down, to make sure that I was still focusing on those relationships equally. And then as I had to make decisions, I did. I had to pull back. I had to evaluate, check in with myself, and figure out what my heart was really feeling, and then make my decision based on that. And so, you know, going into that last week where I had that final chance date with Nate and final chance date with Brandon, I really wanted to make sure that I was looking at both relationships, and they were both so different, but they both had strong emotions and strong feelings. And so really did truly keep myself open to the very last minute. And, you know, once I had both of those and had, you know, those last, that last time with each of those individuals, I felt like I was able to kind of get the clarity that I needed to make my decision.
Now, Nate, we saw Michelle questioning her decisions and thoughts throughout the season. Was there a time where you thought, maybe she's not the right one for me? Obviously, there's a happy ending. We know that. But was there a time during the process that maybe you kind of thought, this isn't the right connection for me? And that's okay to have felt that way.
Yeah, no. There wasn't a moment that I thought, you know, this isn't the woman for me. All it was really was, you know, just progressing through the relationship and, you know, noticing that there's obviously a strong connection to begin with, and then that connection just continued kind of snowballing until all of a sudden I had the clarity of, you know, my mind and my heart being synced for the very first time, that I was absolutely head over heels, falling in love, and I wanted to spend the rest of my life with this woman.
I have to know behind the scenes, Michelle, who knows about your decision before going on the beach there? Does your squad know? Who do you tell?
Me, myself, and I, and I guess, you know, the person that you have a producer there who's, you know, reflecting with you and is there to kind of just support you through your journey. But when it comes down to it, it truly is my decision. I mean, that person that I choose, and if I choose a person, it's you and them that are living your lives. And, you know, there's the whole show that sets it up and, you know, coordinates and all these different things are happening, but truly, like, I'm the one that is making the decisions, and in the end, it's, you know, it's me. it's me, and having, yeah, a producer to know with me, who have kind of heard out my reflection as the process was going.
Of course it's you. You're the star. Duh. Did either of you learn anything about the other just by watching the show? Something that you saw and thought, wow, I didn't know that about my fiancé. Nate, you first.
Oh, let me think. I'm not sure. Like, you see, like, little, like, nervous tics, I guess. I think Michelle says I love it, you know, every other sentence.
I think.
I noticed that I shake my foot a lot when I'm nervous. I think, like, every scene of me sitting down, I was shaking my foot. You know, so little things like that. A little nervous tics.
Yeah, he definitely is you know, definitely was the child who you could go into a, like, an antique store, or just, like, a store where their things are, like, fragile and breakables, and he'd be the kid that, like, wants to touch everything. Yeah, definitely. Which, honestly, I am, too. So maybe that's why we're a good match.
Another reason.
It's a match made in heaven. There you go. We've just got about, like, a minute and a half left. Nate, you know we're both from Winnipeg, so I've got to quiz you and your girl about the city, okay?
Hey, man, I haven't lived there in over 10 years, so I don't know how good I'm going to do, well, but I love the city regardless.
Then wait, are you quizzing me or are you quizzing Nate?
Well, I'd say both. I want to know what you've heard about Winnipeg then, too. Have you been to the city, Michelle?
I've never been to Canada, but I will do my best.
Okay. Well, then, Nate, you can tell her, what's the famous cake that Winnipeg is known for?
Not a clue.
A genie's cake. Genie's cake. You've heard of a genie's cake.
What is it?
Genie's cake.
A what?
A genie's cake. Okay.
Genius cake?
Genie.
No, I've never even heard that.
Okay.
What does it consist of?
There's a cookie bottom, and then there's... Maybe for the wedding, we'll get you guys one. How about that? We'll arrange that.
That'd be awesome.
Okay.
That'd be awesome.
What? There's a famous drink. It's cold, and people drink at all times of the year, Nate. What is it?
Oh, yeah. That's definitely the Slurpee. Come on.
There is the Slurpee capital of the world, Michelle, right?
That.
No, it's a Slurpee.
We
are the Slurpee capital of the world, all right?
It's a hot drink in Winnipeg?
No, Slurpee. 24/7, people are drinking
Slurpee. Oh, I thought you meant you drink it when it's cold.
Well, that's... Oh, no, absolutely.
If it's -45, we are still drinking.
That's insanity.
And finally, what's the slogan on the license plate, Nate?
Friendly Manitoba.
There you go. You got it. So, look, you still win, right? You got each other. You both win in that.
Yeah, 100%.
All right. So, you know, very quickly, though, you were pressed during the After the Final Row show when you're going to be living together. Nate, you said very soon. Let's call it a couple months, a few months, very soon.
Yep.
Any new developments on that front?
Still very soon. Couple to few months. Yeah, no, we're looking very, very soon timeline, so...
They're wrapping me up. One final question. What's that first hometown date to Winnipeg looking like, Nate? What are you doing that day? Very quickly.
You know what? We may have to go to the museum, the new museum there in Winnipeg. Go to the Forks. What's the ice cream place in Winnipeg? Is it the BDI or something like that? I used to go there all the time as a kid.
Bridge Drive-In, you got it.
Yeah, the BDI. I got to go to the BDI. I haven't been there. Oh, man. I don't think I've been to the BDI since I was like... 13 years old, 14 years old, so I just remember it was always good times there.
Uh-oh, we're making him homesick. We should go, everybody, okay? Well, you know, congrats again. Congrats, you two. It's so exciting to watch your journey, Bachelorette Michelle Young and her Winnipeg man, Nate. Thanks for joining us today. Congrats, you two.
Hey, thanks a lot, man.
Thanks, take care now.